Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We'll get a chance today to visit with Rockridge senior Jensen Whiteman. And it's hard to believe he'll be playing his final game as a Rockridge Rocket on Tuesday night as Rockridge plays host to Fulton. So what does that mean, Jensen Whiteman? Can you hardly believe it that you're going to play your final game as a Rocket tonight?
I mean, these last 4 years have flown by. I mean, not getting a full season this year, it's tough, but I take what I can get and make the most out of it.
And when you look at this senior year, how crazy it's been trying to figure out if there, you know, was going to be a high school basketball season, you know, back in November, maybe a possibility. There was some talk about it, and then boom, it stopped again, and then I think most people thought when January rolled around, no possible way basketball is going to be played. Then, boom, lo and behold, they said in late January, there is going to be a season. So what has been the emotion for you, especially when you look back, when you walk off the floor last year, you know, at Princeton, where you play in a sectional tournament and you feel, man, we should have a pretty good team this year and maybe have a chance to make another decent postseason run. So what have the emotions been like for you?
I mean, I think that this year we could have made a deep run. We could have made it farther than we did last year. But, I mean, again, I took what I could get, and we got quarantined the first week of basketball, so there was a whole 2 weeks gone of just us playing. So we had to make the most of what we could get out of these 3 weeks.
Yeah, so, you know, only 9 games altogether, and you play your final game tonight against Fulton, and I think they're 12-1, and Rockridge is 7-1. So, like, how have you approached, like, game by game, where you know you only get, you know, 9 games this season and no postseason? You know, does it mean a little bit more where you play each game or each quarter or each half? Or, I mean, how do you go about kind of digesting the season?
I mean, that's a tough question. We gotta take each game as serious as we can. We're trying to win as many games as we could this year. And Coach Stang really said that he isn't worried about winning as much as he is getting everyone better and getting all the young kids to know what we do in this program in such a short season so they're prepared for next year. I mean, we have a lot of we have 3 freshmen playing on varsity right now, and they're really helping us and they're stepping up. And the junior and sophomore classes, they look good. Nate looks really good. Jace is shooting the lights out right now. I mean, we're all around playing really good basketball together.
Yeah, in though you look at this season, you know, I'm sad that the senior class specifically, that they don't get a true season. And in just the fact with Rockridge, you know, what they accomplished last year, you know, advancing to the sectional and having a lot of kids back. And then, you know, the other thing I look back at this season that you didn't get is you didn't get to defend the title at Western at the Macomb Holiday Tournament, which is such a big deal. And in getting cheated out of that opportunity, that to me, I hurt because you don't get that. Now, that has to be tough to say, man, we didn't get to really defend that title this year.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been really cool to go down there again as the one seed for my first time being ever one seed down at Macomb and defending that championship with all the young guys coming down. I mean, it would have been good this year. I mean, I like the Western Macomb Holiday Tournament. I think it was great basketball, great coaches, great players. I mean, it's all around like one of the best tournaments around.
All right, for you, you know, growing up, when your family relocated from Abingdon to Rockridge when your dad took the head coaching job, so you've been kind of around it. You know, how big of a deal has it been for you to play in the program? You know, not only following your brother, but, you know, we all know about, you know, Hap played there and Brian Heath and kids like Lucas Johnson and Carson Frakes, and we can go on and on and on. What has it been? What has it meant to you to kind of be part of that legacy?
I mean, when I was in third and fourth grade, I looked up to those guys. I would always say, you know, I want to be just like these guys. I want to do what they do. And when I got into high school, I tried my best to do what they did. You know, it would have been great to have been down to state, but that didn't happen. And I won a regional last year. I think we got our season got cut short. We're being cheated out of a regional, maybe even a sectional this year with the team we got. So, I mean, I looked up to them and I just tried to do what they did in high school when they were kids.
All right. So, you know, you had an older brother that played for the Rockets, and now you have a younger brother that play. So what is the, I don't know. So I'm sure Gentry told you something and then you'll tell Jay something, or is it, you know, I guess the conversation or the family heritage of Rockridge basketball, how does that work, I guess?
I mean, Gentry would come home and always tell us, you know, he's the best white man. He's the best scoring white man. And I would just look at him and I would say, you know what? I'm not all about that scoring stuff. I just like to win, man.
I thought D-Dub was the best white man, but maybe I'm wrong. All right, but you, it's interesting because you're kind of following your brother's footsteps in terms of what you're going to do collegiately. You're going to play at a pretty good junior college program. So tell us a little bit about that decision.
I mean, I went down there before our season even started. Their coach invited me down for a couple open gyms. And I played in one open gym, and after that open gym, he came up to me and asked me, you know, if we would like you to come here and play basketball at John Wood. And I told my dad that right after that, I go, this sounds like the place for me. This is perfect. I like the way they play basketball. And then I went down 2 weeks ago to watch them play. And they looked really solid. And my cousin's there, Cameron Whiteman's there playing right now. So it's going to be awesome to get down there, and I'm going to play with another one of my family members, so it'll be great.
Yeah, and then I had heard, and I don't know if this is true or not, or if this is an urban legend, but you're going to play football your senior year. Is that right? So tell us about that.
Oh, I mean, I really only played football this year to help myself get in the weight room more, get in shape. I need to put on some muscle and put on a couple pounds before I go to college.
Well, and as we wrap up, you know, the one thing I'll say just as covering the games that I've noticed, and I was going to tell your dad this, but I really noticed that from your junior year to your senior year, how you've really worked on your game. And that's the other thing in terms of why I'm disappointed you don't get a full 35, or, you know, 30 to 35 game sampling. Because it looked like you made a really, like I said, a concerted effort to get better in the off season. So what about that?
As a point guard, I need to be more than just a shooter. You know, I had to get in the weight room, start lifting more, get stronger. So whenever I drove to the paint, got bumped, I could take the contact instead of flying halfway across the gym. I mean, it's all about putting in work, you know. I had to become a better passer because I have teammates around me that can make shots. Ball handling, I had to step that up so I'm not getting the ball ripped from me as much, you know. And shooting, I haven't shot the ball particularly well these last couple weeks, but I mean, I try to get to the hole as much as I can so I can drive and dish to teammates and get other teammates open.
All right. Well, again, just a 9-game season for the Rockets, and Jensen said he's making the most of it. And we wish you the best of the luck for the remainder of your senior year, which includes a high school football season and one more high school basketball game. Jensen, thanks for helping us out today. I appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you.
And you're listening to WRMJ.